and sand, written in the late 13th century by the Japanese Zen teacher Muju, the non-dweller, and from anecdotes of Zen monks taken from various books published in Japan around the turn of the present century. For Orientals, more interested in being than in busyness, the self-discovered man has been the most worthy of respect. Such a man proposes to open his consciousness just as the Buddha did. These are stories about such self-discoveries. May the listener realize them in living experience today. Nan-in, a Japanese master during the Meiji era, received a university professor who came to inquire about Zen. Nan-in served tea. He poured his visitor's cup full, then kept on pouring. The professor watched the overflow until he no longer could restrain himself. "It is over full, no more will go in." "Like this cup," Nan-in said, "you are full of your own opinions and speculations. How can I show you Zen unless you first empty your cup?" Gudo was the emperor's teacher of his time. Nevertheless, he